Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Under the heading, Elections Have Consequences, one of the biggest consequences of the Trump presidency and the makeup of the U.S. Senate at the time was the number of conservative Supreme Court justices that were nominated and then confirmed. Three, to be exact, and that shift in the court will continue to pay dividends for years to come. Case in point. Yesterday, the court rendered its decision in a couple of cases that were joined into one. Back in 2012, nearly 10 years ago, when Kamala Harris, our current vice president, was the Attorney General of California, she began forcing nonprofits to disclose their donors. No problem, you think. What could possibly go wrong? As it turns out, plenty. As with so much of California public policy, extraordinary powers granted to the government are eventually weaponized and used against conservatives. And in this case, that's exactly what happened. Shortly after the lists of donors were collected, they began to be leaked, first as a trickle, then as a flood. This despite Harris's assurance that the names would be held in strictest confidence. Predictably, donors began to be harassed, and the government action had a chilling effect on donations to conservative causes. Two of these organizations, the Thomas More Law Center and Americans for Prosperity, finally said enough is enough and filed suit. Thomas More was represented by our friends at the Alliance Defending Freedom. As the cases wound their way through the lower courts, our side won. That is, until they got to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, arguably the most overturned circuit court in the United States. After the loss at the Ninth, the case was appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It was at that point that the Montana Family Foundation filed an amicus brief in the case, joined by 23 other like-minded organizations. And in a rare show of unity, amicus briefs in support of the plaintiffs were also filed by liberal groups such as the ACLU, the Human Rights Campaign, and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. For the ACLU and the Montana Family Foundation to agree on this issue shows just how bad the California law actually was. And it wasn't just California. These types of laws were beginning to crop up in other liberal states as well. In a strong 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court said that these types of disclosure laws chill both free speech and the freedom of association. For example, conservative employees of left-leaning tech companies like Facebook or Google would live in constant fear that their donation to the NRA or the Family Research Council would be exposed and cost them their jobs. In a worst-case scenario, a woke mob might appear on their doorstep spraying graffiti and threatening violence. Thankfully, the Supreme Court recognized these threats and ruled correctly in this case. We were glad to have played a small role in the outcome, and we applaud our friends at Thomas More, AFP, and the Alliance Defending Freedom for a job well done. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.